Blog Talk Radio.
Let me get this out the way so there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now, you start having some doubt about if this love will last. The answer is yes. I still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes. 'Cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. So the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned. Honesty is what you deserve.
Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, the Warrior Bunny himself.
Ribbit. I mean, not Ribbit, but I mean, Bunny Hot.
This is like, it's like, what's up to the family? You crazy already.
Peace to the family. Peace, everybody. Peace to the world. I'm feeling real good right now. I had a great weekend. And we decided to do something a little different today, didn't we, babe?
Yeah, we did.
We got a little sippy up in here with us. So we having a ball already. We started out an hour early just getting right. You know, this is a loving show. It's not a male bashing show by no means.
Not at all.
We're just going to share a little light from different perspectives that men and women haven't looked at before. So
yeah, you know, we all about peace, love, and light. Mm. So we don't want to bash anyone. We don't want anyone to get the impression that we're bashing or anything. We're all about building and uniting and just having a good time and finding love and making love.
The biggest thing I like to do is just show people after 22 years of being with the same woman, the same queen, it's me. Back to seriousness, 22 years after being with the same woman, we still find time to have fun. And we want to show the youth and other people within relationships that it's cool to be in love.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make this thing fun. You know what I mean? Like I say, infectious. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, because love should be fun.
It should be fun. It better be fun when there ain't love.
Exactly.
What is that? If you ain't having fun, you mad?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't love.
That's not a relationship.
I don't know what it's called because I don't experience that.
Well, before we get into going in on the hot topic of the day, let's talk about our weekend.
Mm.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. For those who don't live in Cincinnati, Ohio, we had the Jazz Festival this weekend and
mm-hmm.
the Black Taste of Cincinnati this
mm-hmm.
weekend. I had families come in from town to town.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all heard my mama last week. She called in talking about craft. I want to go to the mound. And I told her, we go to the mound tomorrow. But I was busy Monday. But she called me up Friday, was like, we going to the mound tomorrow? I was like, yep. Saturday she called me, what time are we going? I'm like, we going at 1. So
yeah.
Mom's made sure she was at the mound. And I brought some family members that came up from Tennessee. Shout out to Lauren, Ron, and my cousin Donovan.
Peace
to the family. So we went to the mound. And my mom, you know, she walked all the way to the top.
Now, family, for those of you who don't know, how many steps are on the mound?
117.
Wow, really?
117 steps, man.
I mean, the family, this isn't like a well-laid-out.
Well, Mason didn't make this. How long did these steps? They're not even, but the steps are important. It's the energy from the mound. Well, Tyrone, a spiritual Tyrone, did it.
I don't think it was Tyrone back then. But
nothing against Tyrone's either, man. So your name's Tyrone. I'm sorry.
Anyway, fam, yeah. So we went to the mound. Chris and his family came up there. We were up there with our daughter, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we got it in. We do what we do when we go up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all into our spiritual practices. It's enlightenment. For those of you who are new to the show, we talk about everything from the mundane to enlightenment to the spiritual realms to the occult to, you know, to current affairs, whatever's going on, whatever we feel like talking about, we talk about.
That's it. Regular conversation.
But a big part of our lifestyle is, you know, being conscious, being enlightened, being
yeah.
spiritual, so,
oh.
you know. That's going to be a big influence on no matter what we do.
Yeah.
This is who we are.
And there's no rules here. I don't like rules, and we don't follow them here.
No.
Try not to use any barnyard vernacular, but other than that, no rules.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So, other than going to the mound, we went out to eat.
Mm.
You know, we had a good time. We kicked it with the fam. And, you know, it was just, I got to say, it was an amazing weekend.
Amazing weekend.
Was an amazing Sunday. Other than that, we went to an estate sale.
Oh, my goodness. That estate sale, family? Oh, my goodness. This estate sale was the worst. I mean, we went in there and we're thinking, oh, my God, this is $11 million home. And it had, like, freestone trash in there. It was just crazy. It was worse than a swap meet.
It was. It was really bad.
We were in and out in 10 minutes. I did find one good thing.
Yeah.
A knife sharpener. These things go for, it's like a stone that you can sharpen weapons on, and it goes for like $35-$40, and I was able to get it for 75 cents. So I guess, you know, that was a good
deal. Kind of
if you're into knives and all that weaponry and stuff, you know. Yeah. 75 cents, 35, you know. Mm-hmm.
Anywho, let's get started with this show. All right, well, first off, I want to give our phone number out. If you're listening online and you want to call in and ask a question, give a shout-out, say what's up. Our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line and you would like to make a comment, ask a question, or just say what's up, hit the number 1. That'll let us know that you have a question for us, and we'll bring you in. And looks like we already have some questions. So before we get started on the show, let's bring in Sam.
Oh, from the 513-917, you had your hand up for a minute. You on the air.
Well, you know I have to be the first one. This is Queen Mother Emma calling in.
Hey, look at my ball. What's going on?
I want to comment on what a great time I had yesterday going up the mound. And, you know, I try anything once. I probably won't never do it again, but I just had to do it that one time.
Mm-hmm. 118 steps is a lot of steps.
Yeah, it is.
Out in 100-degree heat, no shade.
Oh, man. It was so hot this weekend.
Nobody brought water. It was raining. None of us brought water. We just up at the mound like.
Well,
Devin right. Did bring water.
When I got top, it was like, it was cool, with a cool breeze, wasn't no problem once you made it up to the top.
Yeah, and that's I like how the mound signifies reality. Through your travels, through your experiences, it's a little rough road. But once you make it to the top of whatever plane you're striving for, it's cool breeze, it's easy sailing. So that's what I think about when I'm walking up that mound. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm proud of you. I don't know if it was me being there saying the Anna Bacor with you each step, but I felt like I'm tired too. And I'm saying the Anna Bacor out loud, you know, pushing you up. So I'm like, man, I usually just focus on my breathing going up them steps.
Yeah.
But for me to say the Anna Bacor nonstop like that, whew.
Sam, I've seen people who are in good shape be out of breath after climbing up this mountain. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it just doesn't matter. That means that thing is a beast.
Yeah, it's a beast.
Yeah. It's a miracle that I made it to the top with my bad knees. It's just a miracle.
Mm-hmm. That's just a testament to the power of the miracle.
Coming back down was no joke. And it was hot.
Yeah,
my
coming
feet
back.
Was bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I know Laura and them enjoyed it, too. They've gone back to Tennessee, but I know they enjoyed it.
I know they enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. We all had some good energy up there, and we got some confirmation from the ancestors that they were there with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters. We all know what that was, and that's just the beauty of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I go back to the mound. I just sit at that comfortable bench that's down at the bottom.
hey, soak up that energy. We don't have to climb to the top all the time. So whatever
you
want to go back, you need a little mound in your life, holler at me.
Okay, I'll do it well. I just want to thank y'all for, you know, turning me on to the mound.
Well, you know, it's our pleasure, and I'm just glad that you're on this ride with me. It feels good to have my mom riding this wave with me, so I appreciate you too. Not too many people can say that.
Right. Well, you know, I always ride with my kids. I'm a ride or die.
That's where I get it from. What? But thanks for calling in, E. We got another person with their hand up. Man, it's blowing up already.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right,
we got another caller. Caller from the
857-222.
Please say your name and where you calling from. Peace. Caller from 857-222.
We ain't trying to say the whole number. No, we're not going to say the whole number. I know.
I'll just land with them. Area code 857, if you're listening, you're on.
Maybe they didn't mean to raise
it. It's all good. Maybe they scared.
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
that. If you don't have a question, you can just hit one, and that'll take your hand down, and that way we won't think that you have a question.
Yeah.
But, all right, other than that, we're going to go ahead and get it in because we got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so hot topic of the day, are men afraid to commit?
That's a good one. You know, commitment You know, I had to look it up. I had my own idea what a commitment was, but I
me
think
too.
Commitment is different for everybody. And what surprised me was when I looked it up, it was like duality in the definition itself.
Ooh.
It was like one aspect was from a male's perspective,
really?
And one aspect of commitment was from a female's perspective. So I'm going to just read off to you what I got online. I don't like to do much reading because I always get tongue-tied, but it's all good. But anyway, commitment is a state or a quality of being dedicated to a cause or an activity. That's one definition.
Mm-hmm.
The other definition is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action.
Well, I know that's the man.
That's the man. Because I was like, yep, that's it. But, you know, when I read the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity, I was like, what type of commitment is that? But, you know, but that's just from a man's perspective.
Yeah.
But what I tapped into that female energy,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I can see where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But that male energy is like, it's an agreement, they're restricting you, in jail. I was just joking. I don't feel like I'm in jail, but I'm just saying some guy might. So what do you think about that?
Well, I would have to agree. I think that, you know, for the most part, now, let me just say my piece first, because you know, I posted what the show was going to be about, and, man, let me tell you, I had dudes hitting me up like, I ain't scared, no commitment. There's women out here that's scared. You know, I ain't scared. And you know what? That is true. There are women out there who are also scared of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I put this, you know, when we put this show together,
mm-hmm.
We took into consideration that women outweigh men.
Right.
And so, therefore, men have more options
yeah.
and, you know.
We got more slack.
May not want to commit, whereas
mm-hmm.
a woman knows that her options are limited.
Yeah.
You know, so. And, you know, and I think this works in all types of relationships, not
yeah.
just man on woman or, you
yeah.
know, this is just relationships, period.
Right.
So, sorry to the fam if I offended anybody. It was nothing but love, you know. But
yeah.
anyway, getting on with the show. So, I polled and I researched and looked around and gathered up some information on, you know, why are men afraid of commitment or why men don't want to commit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I was just saying, one of the number one top reasons is that there's too many options. You know, and with options, there's a lot of women out there
mm-hmm.
and a lot of women are doing what they got to do to snag up some men,
mm-hmm.
which means, you know, giving it up.
That's one part. Yeah. I mean, that is one part.
Men don't want to be tied down to one woman sexually.
You know,
would you say that's true?
Would I say that's true?
Not for you, but you know, you're speaking on behalf of the men.
I'm gonna just be real. Men love fun, and you know, whatever you think a man likes fun, that's what men like to do. And when you tell a man, okay, you got fun, A box fun, B box fun, C and fun box D. Okay, we're going to give you A, and you ain't going to be able to play with box D, C, and D. That's how a man looks like, what happened to all my fun? All my fun is in box A? Aww. So that's where men are coming from. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, you know, because I didn't, you know, that's a tough one.
Because mm-hmm.
I know a lot of cats from all different intellectual levels, you know what I'm saying, belief theories, you know, that's a tough one.
Whereas women, on the other hand, we can have option boxes A, B, C, and D,
mm-hmm.
and then we're told, you know, box A is yours, and we'll open it up and say, well, I'm going to make the best out of this box A because, you know, I can't have B, C, and D,
mm-hmm.
so I love me some box A.
And that's what men do when they get married.
Yeah, I agree.
So even though everything in them is saying, boy, you know you won't box B, C, and D, you know you won't box... When you take this woman, you know you won't box me to be your wife. You know you won't box me forever as a whole of peace. You know, that's what's going in our mind. And what we do, we say, I do. When you get a brother to say, I do, it's like winning the lottery out here. It is not given. It's really, there needs to be a party for 5 years when a dude says he does. I'm just being real.
Oh, man. Well, another one that I came up on was a very close second.
5 years. the song. Go ahead.
The next one, it was very close, Sam, was Men Fear the Loss of Their Financial Freedom.
Mm.
And that one kind of shocked me because, you know, I mean, I guess it is important, but I didn't think it would be as important as, you know.
A lot of men do things without doing any real research because mm-hmm. women are running a show right now financially as far as graduates and making money out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the way things are right now, women are holding it down, and women have always been holding it down. When a man
right.
leaves, the woman hold it down.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So I love the black, I mean, the woman, period. Any woman out there holding it down, I love them. I think it's beautiful. I forgot what we was talking about, babe. I'm just talking about women. This is, man, it's,
Men, afraid of losing their financial freedom.
You know, there's song about gold digger, and you know, you gotta find a man with a good job. You never hear men talk. I'm gonna go find a woman that's making money.
Mm-hmm.
We always thinking about losing what we have. Probably could be working at Burger King,
and he worried
about his little 9-to-5 being cut in the 10th. You know what I mean? But nothing against Burger King worker, man. We need those burgers flipped.
Could it also be that men know that once they're getting to a committed relationship that they feel like they always got to, like, flip the bill and take care of the woman? Like, they got to pay for all the dates, and they got to get nice gifts on the holidays. And is that another way that they would lose their financial freedom? Not just sharing their money, like their bank account, but, you know, spoiling their woman.
Well,
whatever.
You know, when you find the right one, when a man finds a woman they really love, all that worry goes away because it turns from worry to want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that. You want to shower your queen. You want to do nice. You want her to look at you like, oh, my man got me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find yourself worrying and saying, I got to get her something. Oh, I got to kiss her when I get home. She's not the one for you.
Yeah.
She's not the one. Stop playing with her. But when you on a roll coming from work and you thinking, man, I can't wait to get home to just see my baby. I call my woman on a roll like, baby, I'm 22 minutes away. Am I lying?
No, you do.
Every day. I set it up so I can get home. Like, I'm on the way. You need anything, baby?
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Because you did.
Because I did.
You ain't get no 5-year party. But
I didn't get no party. 5 days, 5 minutes, 5 nothing.
Well, I think another thing that men fear they'll lose is their independence.
Mm.
You know, I think that they, because they feel like they're obligated to look after, you know, this other person, kind of like having a baby or something. It's like,
a lot of strong women out there. Because, unfortunately, a lot of men have been slacking. Women have developed this armor on them that they like to run the show. I have to tell you, we first hooked up like, babe, I ain't no soft dude. I know you come from a long line of strong women, but let's work together with this. I can help you. Ain't nobody running this ship. We're running it together. I turn left, you turn right. But we end up going straight together. You know what I mean? And, that shocked her. Like, well, she was like, all the women in my family, they run stuff. Woo, that was close. That was close. The women in my family run things. I let her know that, unfortunately, well, you know, I come from a family where there's a lot of good men.
Yeah.
You know, my mama had a lot of good brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what a good man should be. Even though my father wasn't in my life,
mm-hmm.
I seen what a good man does. So.
But sometimes, you know, when you don't have that role model in your life, you still.
It compels you to be that role model which you wanted.
Exactly.
That's why I'm such the dang on good dad I am today. I tell my daughter she don't know it yet, but when she move out, she'll be like, I had a good daddy. Ooh, these kids.
Do you think that men are afraid, we talked about gold diggers and stuff like that, but do you think that also they're afraid to just trust women? Because women have such a bad rep for being gold diggers, for just wanting to use men, or, you know, women have a reputation now of being pretty, you know, non-committal too. So they may be out here dating other people. And
well, it's not that we don't trust women. That's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that. It's not that men don't trust women, but men know other men. We know the dog and the carnal nature that we are. We know other men will tell your woman anything she want to hear. They either put you down to get whatever it is that they want. And we know that y'all don't really know the game and that sometimes you may fall for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's our biggest worry, that, you know, you're out there and some other guy's in your ear. I don't worry about that because I'm such a good dude. You're blind to dudes. I don't even see it. All with that. I'm a Chris. That's real. That's law.
And because I don't want to put a lot of, you know, weight on the men and make it feel like, oh, you're not doing this, or, you know, you're not doing this because you're scared of this, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think, you know, coming from a woman's perspective, one of the things that we fail to do is to realize that you have a past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you were in a couple of bad relationships. Maybe you've been cheated on. Maybe you were divorced. And, you know, we don't understand the circumstances. So, you know, we may take it that a man is being standoffish, but he has his guard up.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can't speak on that because your whole one relationship you've ever had has been fantastic. But
who else hasn't had one relationship? I just had one good one.
One that counts.
One that counts. You know what I mean? One that counts. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, men look at relationships like, how long is this going to last? Versus women looking at relationships,
like,
I hope this never ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So when you got two different energies like that, you got two different points going two different directions, and you're asking both of them to see the same thing, and it's just different. Sometimes you got to take yourself out of how you're feeling and see how your mate or your another party's feeling. You see it from their eyes before getting upset or passing judgment on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did with you. I was like, you know, let me see where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got a better understanding of how you were feeling about things.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, do you think that men have this idea that they want to wait for the perfect woman, or they're waiting on the one? And so they may find the woman that they're in a relationship with. This was the most common feedback that I got. Woman's in a relationship with a man. They've been committed. They're together for a couple years. They're probably living together or something like that. But he just doesn't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And some women feel that, you know, maybe the man is waiting on something better to come along. Because men always have this kind of fantasy that they want to marry the Jennifer Lopez or the Halle Berry, or, you know what I mean? The Beyonce.
Whether they look like Biggie or not.
Yeah, they can look like Biggie, but think that they're going to hold out for Beyonce.
That's just how we feel. I mean, men are just men. We don't worry about how we look. We know our woman better be fine. And that's what we focus on. And what most men don't realize is the one is in every woman. Every woman you come in contact with, I guarantee she has something that you may like in her.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do is find the one that has the most things you like in her and keep building from there.
Mm-hmm.
If she can't make a good pancake, show her. You know what I mean? I mean, you laughing, but I remember you couldn't make
it. I knew you was about to breathe.
I'm just saying. And I showed you how, and I'll look at you.
I still don't like to make chicken.
I mean, but it tastes better than it did.
Anyway.
We talk about past, too, aren't we?
No, we're not talking about past.
I'm just saying.
All right. So, I'm sorry. Looks like we got a caller on the line. Caller from area code 111. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm great, guys. Love the topic.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love what you said when you said, you know, that when you're really into someone, like, there's no qualms or inkling. You just, like, you know, you kind of just go, hey. You're just there, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What's your name and where you're from? We didn't.
No, totally. My name is Yvette, calling from California.
Hey, Yvette. How you doing, sis?
Really good. I kind of want to get some insight, is that okay, about a guy?
Sure.
And you're a man, and that's really cool. You could probably help me.
And I'm here to break
you know,
tonight, too.
You know,
I'm
woman wants a nice
code.
Man to, like, give her some real insight. There's this man that we have, we've had. I'm not saying it's still there, but we've had a certain amount of chemistry and, you know, this energetic connection. And it goes back and forth. And I know he just got out of something. And I know you guys believe in God, and I asked God for some insight. And so the next day I got some clarity. And so now this guy is kind of like, he comes back and forth. He's like coming into my space more after he resolved that previous relationship. So now he's coming into my space. And he actually came to me 5 months ago, and then he came back to me the other day. And he was proposing some kind of business deal to me. He's kind of like saying, well, you know, remember what I said to you 4 months ago, whatever. And he's like, you know, I'm thinking about, he wants like a manager type, someone that could help him promote him. And I said, well, that's not really, I didn't say really that's not my deal, but what I do offer is coaching. And you know, and that's kind of like how I introduced, like, well, that's probably what I could offer you is coaching and, you know, and help you navigate to get to the next level. And so, you know, this is kind of, I know he likes me. But this is another thing I've been picking up from him, and it's a boundary thing. Like I notice when I go to him, and I don't go to him very often. Let me trust me. It's very minimum. If I ever pursue him or put out any energy towards him, I mean, if he's in my space, I'm putting energy, you know. But I'm not like pursuing him at all. But I walk up to him, and the times when I do walk up to him, I kind of get like this weird energy. It's almost like it doesn't go forward. It stops. And then I get this feeling like, oh, that's not okay. It's like, okay, so you want to be reciprocating. There's a connection that keeps flowing between two people. I know when he comes into my space, I'm giving. I'm like, I'm open. I'm like, you know, even when he might ask me a stupid question because I know he wants to engage and be in my space, I'm like, I'm still appropriately present. So I guess I'm asking you a two-folded question about him, about this question that he asked me about. You know, potentially wanting to do business.
Okay.
I know it's more about him wanting to connect with me and hang out with me, but he doesn't have the guts to really do that. So he's pursuing it on a business level. And I wanted to know what you got about that.
Well, for you to notice that the energy is different when you approach him versus when you guys are alone, that lets me know that he's giving you two different types of energy. And
right.
What you're wanting is the energy that you share alone to reciprocate when you're out in the public.
Excellent.
And for me, it seems as if he's guarded when he's out in public, but when he's alone, he's his true self. So I need you to tell him that. Like, you know, when we're alone, I feel better. I feel a different type of energy. So when we're out in public, I want us to be in a bubble and you to reciprocate that alone energy at all times. Men need directness. Some men who like to take charge need to be taken charge of. You know what I mean? That's why
I
like to take
it.
Charge of things so much. So you need to be real forceful, not forceful, but real stern in what you want out of the relationship. Let him know I'm not your comfy blanket here. I love you. I like you. I enjoy your time. But I'm not your fall guy or gal. I need you to either be with me or we just be business friends, and that's it. But I'm not one to mix business with pleasure starting out. There's a difference between being in a relationship and starting a business together. Starting a business and then trying to incorporate a relationship at the same time. That's too much energy going on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm going to shut up. You can continue. Don't ask.
No, go ahead, please.
Because I know he's interested. I mean, because, I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't know. You know, would it be too forward to say, hey,
have you asked him, what do you see me? How do you see me? That's one good question that women need to ask men. How do you see me? Something really vague. You'll get your answer right there. And they're like, oh, I like your eyes. Your breath smells good. We have a good time. When someone loves you, they'll say, I love the way you walk. I love the way you talk. I love the way I think about you when you're not around. I love the way you feel. When you walk in the room, I just can't take my eyes off of you. things like that that makes your soul palpitate, that's how you know. Your emotions and your feeling is going to let you know how he feels about you. So it seems as if he does feel that way about you, but he has a way of expressing it. And I used to be like that. My woman had to come to me and say, hey, I like you. What's up? And I've been attached to her hip ever since. But before that, I was like her best friend. We talk on the phone. We go out on dates, just me and her, and I never would make a move. But I was 18. If I was 40, I'd have been like, girl, get over here.
This guy's 45, I think.
Yeah, but depending on his age, if he's like in his 30s and he's still scared to make his move, do you really want a man that's scared to make moves?
Hell no.
There you go. So you may need to pull that move out of him. Tell him, look him dead in his eyes, just be like, listen, baby, I like you. I want this. My clock is ticking. I want this to go. Where do you see this going? And just be real direct with him.
Is it okay? How about asking him, say, instead of like, say, are you really interested in me in pursuing this business thing, or would you rather pursue a friendship?
Well, I never bring up what I don't want to hear. I never bring up what I don't want to hear. I would ask him, do you want to pursue this as a business, or do you want this to be a relationship? Not what you don't want to hear. Don't even put that in his paradigm. Don't even put that in his mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever
so
you
I
want him to, whatever, yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. Okay. So,
and that's what this, go ahead.
No, go on.
Oh, no, that's what this line is for. It's for people to call in and express themselves. I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. Any question, it's an honor for you to even call in and ask me.
Thank you. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you want a good level-headed, and you're definitely level-headed. And you know, but you've done the work, and you're showing up, which is all very important, and especially in a man, you know, and being in a relationship. And I know when I show up, I will show up. I'm not going to, you know, and I'm not running. It's not like, you know, there's so many times I could have run, but I'm not running. But even energetically or spiritually, I mean, so it's kind of like, I guess, I don't know. This is just an interesting dynamic. I'm not losing sleep over it because I know I trust in the higher good that I've always been.
Before you finish over the phone, I'm just using my intuition and I'm feeling the energy of uncertainty. And whenever you have energy of uncertainty, you attract uncertainty. So what you have to be is the energy of love. Think what makes you feel good, what makes you love. You know what just makes you feel great inside? And when you tap into that energy, when you're around him, you're going to pull that same loving energy out. I want the next time, I'm not sure if you're into crystals or at all, but
I
want to give you something. Get you a rose quartz.
I have one.
Spend some time with
it.
Go to sleep with it. You got great. You're already on the right path then. You're already in the right path. Love
it. I totally get what you just said because it does make sense because, well, that's, again, mirroring your inner conflict. So either or, whether I'm mirroring his inner conflict or he's mirroring mine, we both will have a clash.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you just said,
like
right?
You got that spot on.
Yeah, so I know what that's about, and I'm responsible for myself. I'm like, okay, I know he's influenced my inner conflict, so how do I heal from this? Because it is him, but it's not him, and it's also me. So I do know about that. I do take responsibility.
But it seems as if he was in a relationship and it didn't work out. So that's a good way for a friend to come in, not even asking for you and them, you and your mate, your friend, but just say, well, what do you want out of a relationship? Not even asking like, hey, what do you want out of a relationship with me? Find out what he wants outside of you and see if you're a match for him.
Excellent. You know, I did ask him the other day, how is your heart healing? And he said, you know, he was, you know, he gave me what he gave. It was good what he gave me, you know, and he was pretty honest. And you know, I mean, he told me about the relationship here and there before, but I think, you know, it was on the back burner and then it was it back and forth, one of those things. And then he'd be back and forth with me because I think he was, you know, he'd be out of that, but then into me, and then out of, you know, back and forth. I'm like, Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was really in that until something happened and I found out the truth. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. Good to know now. But moving forward, you know. So.
Nothing makes a man want to step up like jealousy. You need to be like, even if you need to just be like, you know what, I'm dating this guy right now just to see how he feels. You may think, oh, my God, I'm losing my comfy blanket. I need to step up. So you may need to throw an innuendo out there for him to check himself. Because he might not even hear you. But he'll feel that feeling of you wanting someone else, whether it's true or not. Whether it's true or not.
Well, the truth is, I do want the right one. So it doesn't matter whether it doesn't have to be him. It has to be, you know, the right one is the right one.
True.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
I'm definitely not putting all my eggs in his basket. It'd be nice to explore that and see where it goes to. I mean, the huge potential is there, and I wouldn't put that out into the universe if it wasn't so. But, you know, I'm honoring, you know, the connection without being, you know, what do you call it, manic or psycho about it.
Well, me personally, I'm listening to you. I'm hearing your tone. You sound like a great woman. He's missing out. He needs to jump on board.
He totally is.
Hold
well, you know what?
Jump in.
You know, I think men, when most men are used to bullshit, excuse me. And, you know, when they meet someone that shows up that's pretty solid in their human nature, just who they are as a person, I think they're always shocked and a little flabbergasted. And they don't really know what to do with that because it's so present and so real. And most people are not themselves. They always try to be something else. And, you know, and then, yeah, it's always a little bit alarming when, you know, at least I know where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can live you, right?
That's it. And that's something that I want everyone to be. No one's going to, your mate, the one is not going to find you if you're not who you are.
Right.
A lot of women try to be what they believe society wants them to be, and the one doesn't even see them because he's looking for who you are.
Right.
So the more you are yourself, the quicker you'll find that one.
Excellent.
You know? I hope I was able to answer some of your questions and just give you some deeper insight on whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely your perspective and good advice and solid, grounded advice, which is really nice. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're more than welcome. Call in anytime.
Thanks. Are you on every Sunday?
Every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Every Sunday for the rest of
definitely.
My life. I'm serious.
You know what? Can I ask you one more question? Is that okay?
That's more than okay. Sure.
Okay. So this is what I realize about myself is that I meet a lot of guys that they are incredibly attracted to me and they really, really like me. And they love hanging out with me, spending time with me. And this is like usually in like different arenas where I work or where I hang out. And I notice that they keep coming around. Obviously, I have a really good vibe about me. And they're like, they just want to hang out. They want to – and it's usually on the peripheral where we're at. It's not like after. And then I notice, like, they always are inquisitive, but they never go forward to ask me out. And I'll give you one example really quick. This guy that I work with 2 years in a row and on a summer project. And then through the interim of the latter year we worked together, in the interim I realized someone told me he had a girlfriend, which I didn't know that, but he was still like intrigued in me and hanging out with me, sharing his dinner with me, you know, the whole nine. But no, I mean, there was no physical, there was a romantic, like you could feel the energy and him super attracted to me and feeling like the mental intelligence, you know, the mental connection, all that stuff. And then at the end when I find out he had a girlfriend. He's going to move away from her. And at the very end, the last day, I said, you know, hey, Chris, it was really nice getting to know you. We're going to miss you. You know, and that was genuine. And I knew we had this thing there. And then at the end, he says to me, gives me this huge hug, and he says, wow, you're so great. And he goes, do you have anything to tell me? I'm like, no, you're freaking moving. I mean, like, what did you want me to tell you? That I was, we have something special and you're leaving.
Right. A lot of men do that. That's them seeing if they still have it. You know, a lot of men play that game. They just feel they still got it. They'll go to the line, but they know deep down they can't cross. Well, they're leaving you hanging, and they're going home like, ooh, I still got it. I could have got that. And they're fantasizing in their mind what they could, what could have been.
Okay.
So don't let that get to you too much. Don't let that get
doesn't.
To you
I'm
too much.
I'm just curious. Right. It's not. I don't lose sleep
that's
over it. Definitely not.
Yeah. Some men like to play with women's feelings, and I don't think it's cool. You know, I have a daughter, so ever since I had a daughter, I try to treat women a certain way, and I want it to come back to her in good karma. You know what I mean? Because I don't like to be played with, and I don't play with women like that. But the good thing about that friend zone, that's the zone where you can find a lot of questions. If you're in a friend zone and you have an issue, not an issue, but you have some questions about men that you feel comfortable with, use that friend zone time. They may like to be around you. Use them, too. Hold up. I got a question. Whatever it is, they'll give you a direct answer because they're not trying to get anything from you. So women use that friend zone. Men, too.
Just like women play games, men do too.
Oh, yeah, we're the master of them. Women are better. But we talk about it more. Yeah, man, I got that, yeah. The baby.
I don't play games, but yeah. I'm shocked. I don't, but I mean, when a guy plays a game with me, I'm kind of a little bit shocked because it's almost childish. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't. Huh?
We're big kids.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Well, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And again, every Sunday at 7 o'clock, feel free to call in. You have a
I'll
question, we'll answer it. All right, well, it's nice talking
thank
to you.
You. You too.
Thank you. We have another call on the line from the 857-222 number. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Done for peace?
Yes, it's me.
All right. I wanted to make sure I had the right one. We got a lot of callers on the line right now.
You do. I can imagine why. I can imagine why everybody's got something to say about this topic.
It's a hot topic.
Boy, and I'm breaking cold
yes,
tonight.
Yes, it is. Yes, you are. So I had, it's like, I got something to say, and I need some answers.
What was yours?
Well,
I'm here.
The issue is that I had met someone at work. We started out as friends, you know, slowly started out as friends, and then a conversation started to become more, we started to delve into our spirituality, our issues with life, and again, it was on the friend zone, but then it started to become a little bit more. We never crossed the boundary of anything physical. We just did it, just an emotional thing. Well, then I noticed, and I thought he was attracted to me. I was attracted to him. You know, is there a possibility? And then I started to notice that he's making passes at other women at work, and I don't have a problem with that. The only problem I have is that because of how we were around each other, it was obvious in the office that these two are attracted to each other. So I guess for me, it's like if you want to even explore your options, just don't do it in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen it happen a bunch of times in the office, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And a lot of men
don't do it in front of me so that it's obvious, so that it's obvious. You make it obvious to me as if you think that I'm not looking. But it's almost like I can't say anything.
You know what? Only you know how deep your relationship went. So if you feel as though that you may have something with him, I don't see anything wrong with you letting him know, like, you know what, I know we're not in a relationship or anything, but, you know, I was kind of digging you a little bit. And for you to, like, talk to another woman in, like, a trying to get to know way in front of me like that, it made me feel a certain way. Now, what that's doing is clearing your chest, and it's also letting him know where he stands with you. It lets him know that, hey, this just isn't work thing. This sister likes me. So he might not even know what he's done. But at the same time, that'll give him the opportunity to be like you. That'll give him the opportunity to tell you, you know, I like you a lot, but it was just something about so-and-so at the time, you know what I mean, to clear his chest, too, so you can guys get some understanding, some clarification.
You're right about that. I'm like, I don't think he understood, but we're seeing each other, and it's like all of a sudden I'm not even there, and it's not just one woman, it's several women. And then they're looking at me like, well, I thought there was something going on with you two, but he's looking at me as if he's wanting me.
Yeah, some guys, man, they like to just have, like, they think they're alpha male. Mm. They want to be in cool and tap everything in the office. And not a physical.
Right.
It's not men in the office.
There's men that are emotionally tapping women now. Like, call them late night, how you doing, sweetie? Bringing you donuts, not letting nobody know. Little sweet things to keep you on that leash. You looking real nice today. Hey, everybody come in the elevator, he shut up. My thing is, I wouldn't want a man like that in my life. You sound like a strong queen. You want somebody to say, hey, I'm with Dub for peace, people.
Right.
You know? Claim it. Put a stake in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's something you should let him know. And if he can't do that, he's not the one for you.
Nope.
Divine Queen told me that. We were dating for life.
Because when I asked him, he's like, you know, I'm interested in meditation and everything. I said, great, you know what? I'm going to this meditation session. It's an introductory session. You're welcome to join me. You would think I asked him for a kidney. Keys to his car, his bank account number, all of that. Send me the link, and I'll check it out with my girl. I'm like, with your girl.
You got an answer right there. He's faking a funk.
Yeah.
He's faking a funk. He thinks meditation, spirituality, ashe. Those are cold words to get women these days, because right now spirituality is where it's at.
There's a lot of spiritual
fakers
out there.
There's a lot of spiritual, I call them spiritual scallywags. They faking the funk. When you ask for proof for something, they have none. Or they get real spooked because they really don't have an understanding of what's going on. Meditation is one of the most relaxing, subtle things you can do with someone.
Exactly. Because he's always talking about how he can't sleep at night, and he's having these dreams, and he's got these issues going on. He's got all this. I said, you know, he says, like, I'm really interested in stuff like this. And I said, you know, I called his boss. Okay, then you can join me in the meditation. And then all of a sudden it was like you would think that I'm asking this man for his ATM account number.
That's the trick of life. It just seems, you know, nothing against attractive people, but there are some attractive people that look like light, but they're vibrating really low. They're vibrating low. And so what I'm hearing from you, you're vibrating on such a high level, and you're giving him high vibratory things to think about, and he's giving you a low vibratory answer.
Exactly.
And you're feeling it, and you have questions. So your body and your intuition and your feelings know the answer already. Don't pay him no mind. The universe showing another woman attention to be a signal to you that he's not for you.
Exactly.
That's for you. That's for you.
Yes, and when that happened, that's when I was like, you know what? From now on, I need to maintain my dignity, my honesty, my self-respect, and I need to get back on my path. So from now on, our conversations, our interactions at work will be nothing but work.
Oh, you're going to feel so much better. It takes that uncertainty
away. It's nothing
but
work. Exactly. It'll be nothing but work.
You know what? I'm
going to
be real with you.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please.
The universe gives you tests like that to see if you're ready for the one. They're not going to give you the one if they don't think that you're ready to have the one. They don't want to waste the one.
Amen.
They want you to be happy.
Amen.
They want you to be happy.
Yeah.
So you did the right thing. Hopefully, another trick, another reality hack. If you want the one in your life, go out and buy a tie. Go out and buy a pair of socks. The next time you cook dinner, make two plates. Show the universe that you're ready for that one.
Exactly.
If you're on Facebook, look up Press Enlighten, and send me a message, and I'll give you some other things that the universe really looks at to help you find a mate.
Okay.
I won't share on the air because my listeners aren't ready for that. But you are.
Right. Thank you. I truly am. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Because normally I would have dragged it out and I would have said, you know, okay, let me keep trying at this. But it was just like, you know what? You're doing this in the office in front of other women. And these are women that I work with. And it's a small office. They're going to go back and talk. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you're sloppy. You're sloppy in what you're doing. You're sloppy.
Right.
And I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of your sloppiness. And I'm like, this is it. It's only strictly.
You know, a lot of times the universe will show us bad decisions that we've made in the past, and they'll keep bringing it to us until we decide to go left, you know.
Right.
We always go right. But and so the universe is going to keep bringing that to you until you decide to go left, and you just went left.
I had to. To me, it's like my dignity and my self-respect and people who respect me, you know, who truly look up to me, are not. It's like you're not walking your walk. You're not walking your walk, Lisa. You're not walking your walk. You know, we see what's going on because it's such a small environment, and you're not standing in your truth, and you're supposed to be helping us and guiding us, and you letting this clown do this. No. Yeah.
And you may not know it, but your actions may be inspiring someone else. You know, someone else is going to see your actions and be like, well, you know, this woman values herself. She sees herself as a queen, as a god.
Yeah.
You know, I want to feel like that. I'm not putting up with any losers or anything either. You know,
and
so
the women that come to me all the time, I can't do this to them. Because they're gonna lose their faith in me in dealing with this, and I'm saying I need to cut this now. This has shifted and changed, and not in a good way. I need to shift this, and just I said to him, from now on, our conversation will be strictly business. If you need to know where the stapler is, I will show you where the stapler is. But that is as far as it will go. It cannot go any further than this. It's tainted. It can't be right anymore. It just can't. Thank you.
It's just so refreshing to hear people leading by example. Someone that's refusing to change their character to just to fit in. We need more of that out here. And that's so just refreshing to hear. Women have been so strong for so long. To me, it's just a breath of fresh air. But to some men who are weak, it's scary. It's scary to be a strong person when you're weak.
Yes.
So if you got a man that's scared and won't step up, you don't want that low life.
Exactly.
I need a God. I need a king.
Yes. And not to run after every little shiny, because all that glitters is not gold. I'm gold.
Ooh, something that glitter is dirty.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. Yes. All that glitter
put that
is not gold.
Sprinkle on.
You know, and I know me. I know who I am.
You know, they sparkle, but that don't mean they work anymore.
That's right. Those cubic zirconias,
they
shine.
They shine.
But they ain't worth nothing.
Right.
They look good, but they ain't worth nothing.
Yep. And I know who I am. I'm not trying to down another one. I know who I am. I veered off my path a little bit, but I got back on it. I know who I am deep down inside. And I would never, ever do what it is that he's trying to do. And it's like, I just can't. I've got these young women that are looking to me for guidance. I cannot disappoint them in continuing to be around you.
there are so many misguided queens out there that they need someone like you to hold firm. And I tell
yeah.
young women all the time, even if you don't find the one, still hold out for the one. Love yourself
Absolutely.
enough to say, okay, maybe not this lifetime, but next lifetime, spirit, I'll be ready. Sometimes, because every woman ain't going to find a good dude. Let's just be real.
That's true.
So you
got
to be prepared to love yourself.
Some people are meant to be with me. Some people are supposed to be alone.
That's what they came here for.
Mm-hmm.
Some women may have had a mate for 40 lifetimes. Maybe they want to experience not having a mate, see how that feels. But they don't.
Exactly.
Regardless whether you have a mate or not, if your mate ain't taking you out for a nice dinner, I've seen a lot of women, a lot of queens go out by themselves and enjoy their time.
Oh, yeah.
By themselves.
I do. I like my time with me. I really enjoy my time with me, and I'm very picky. I'm going to be very picky about to whom I let in my time, in my space.
Beautiful.
I really am, because I value it. I value my time. I don't have a problem going to the movies by myself. I can go to dinner by myself and not feel any way about it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very picky. I'm very selective about. He almost got through.
Well, Doug, for peace, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad that you called in and just continue to lead by example.
Mm-hmm. I will. And thank you for your show. I hope that you have a part two and a part three, because we need it. We really need this.
Well, next month I'll do a part two.
Yeah, we'll definitely do
a part
two.
We'll do this once every 2 months if we're good for pieces. Will and they. If you want it,
oh,
we give it. I love it.
Oh,
I love when y'all call and tell me what y'all want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care
yeah.
what it is. We could be talking about which is the best toothbrush to use. I'm down for
All
you.
Right.
I'm here for
All
you,
right.
and I accept.
Okay, I'm telling you. Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Peace.
All right, honey. All righty. Have a great day.
You too.
Love her energy.
Oh, my good. Her energy. The last two callers.
Yeah, the last two callers.
We're winners.
Mm-hmm.
Winners. I wish I could clone myself, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got that good DNA out. Clone it. But the sad thing is, I know so many guys that are looking for good women. And they can't find them.
I don't know why people can't find each other, because we do. We hear it from both sides.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of women, and then we hear a lot of men.
Good men. Great men.
I wish I could just, you know.
Match them up. I've done it once. I've matched a lot of people that's been together for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can see what people want, and I can match them up. I don't know. That's something down the line. But, yeah, callers, man, I just love hearing all this good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know where we was at, but I'm going to just pick up anywhere.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you talk about why you think men are afraid to commit? Because I'm sure that's the question that's like the million-dollar question right there. Women want to know, why are men so afraid? What is it?
Man, you know, I think that men are afraid. Man, that's a tough one. Afraid is a strong word. I would say men are leery to commit.
Okay.
Because I just think that's more suited. I don't think they're scared of women or scared of what's happening. It's as men view commitment as a restriction on their freedom versus a union of the two. Some men think, like, oh, my God, my life is over if I get married.
Mm-hmm.
And a commitment in a woman's mind, well, men think hearing a commitment is like marriage. When are we getting married? Now, there's two different energies between commitment and marriage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a commitment, there are no rules. You create your own rules within the commitment. But the marriage is like, oh, you got set rules. You got to change a name. You got to dress up. You got to get married in front of a bunch of people you don't know.
You got to pick out a good ring.
You got to pick out a good ring. You got to have cans on the end of your car. You got to get rice thrown at you.
You
got to
have a vacation.
And a lot of men thinking like, man, I'm living check to check. How can I do it? I can get the cans on the back of the car. And a lot of men are thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think women need to understand is where the man is coming from and convey that how they feel about marriage to the man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women say, I want to be married, but they don't explain why.
Mm-hmm.
From an early age, you guys are playing with babies. That's conditioning you to have a baby one day.
Mm-hmm.
Men aren't playing with little babies. Men don't have no dollhouse with a husband in it or a wife in it. We don't even think about marriage like that.
It's like we're brainwashed into thinking that this is what you're groomed to do.
Right, versus what you... The whole mystique of marriage is scary.
Mm-hmm.
We were together 10 years before we got married.
We were. Mm-hmm.
And even after 10 years, when we got married, the relationship changed.
It did change.
It changed for the better.
It did. Mm-hmm.
It changed for the better, but yet it's still a change.
Mm-hmm. And things were good before we
and
got
things
married.
Were great before we got married.
It just got better after marriage.
But that's the uncertainty that men have. Mm-hmm. If things are going right, we don't want a little extra sugar on it. I like the way it feels right now. It's a little salty, but I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want a little extra sugar on top because we know that's going to affect the dynamics of the relationship. So that's the main reason. It's not that we're scared. We don't want to lose the good thing we already got.
I think another thing that men may get confused about, yeah, there are some women who want that, you know, wonderful wedding with 2,000 guests, you know, that Donna Karan wedding gown and the Hawaiian vacation and the home and all that kind of stuff. But then you have some women who just genuinely love the man. They don't care about what his income is. They don't care about, you know, where they're living or what's going to happen. They just love that man and they want to marry that man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, men and women have problem communicating with each other.
Yeah.
Women communicate, and we expect you to just understand what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys listen, and you go, I don't know what she wants.
Well, men have a cut-off switch.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we really just cut you off. You just like that.
All the time.
I do, but I'm honest about it. You're like, I had told you that, and I'm like, well, baby, I wasn't paying attention. I'll be honest. I'm not going to be like, well, I was trying to, I say, baby, is that right? is that right? But that's just something men do. Mm-hmm. We cut you off. You know, you guys tell us so much in a day that, man, it's tough for sometimes to remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
Men, in a, man, it's just cool.
So... one of the things that we said we were going to discuss was how to get a commitment from your man.
Mm.
And I know people are thinking like, oh, yes, no. What, there has to be some steps. There has to be a recipe I put together. It has to be some sort of spell. And, you know, it's really, really simple, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. And the thing that you have to do is you have to be honest with the man about what it is that you want.
That's right.
I think that women go into relationships thinking that they want this wonderful relationship, which is going to lead to an engagement, which is going to lead to a marriage, which is going to lead to, you know, all these other things. And the man's still on, where am I taking you out to dinner on Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
I just think a lot of women waste time getting to know a man without knowing if he's willing to agree to her deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the whole mystique in dating after 30 should change.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in your 20s, yeah, fun, you know, going out, getting to know each other, cool. But if you're 30 and you're ready to have a relationship, you might need to come to the table with your deal breakers. Are you willing to not cheat? Are you willing to work?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to have kids? Are you willing to get married? If those four questions can't be answered, they're like, well, it was nice meeting you. You can leave.
You
saved yourself time and emotion.
He's not ready to be
he's
in a
not ready.
Relationship.
But if you got one to say yes, 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 and a yes, leave.
That's a two-step.
If he do that, leave. No, I'm just joking. But if he doesn't do the two-step, you got a winner. Nothing wrong with but I'm just saying.
Another thing you want to do is listen to him. Listen to his response. Hear what he's really saying. Like Chris said, if you're hearing a lot of, well, you know, one day, you know, he's letting you know without, you know, he's trying not to hurt your feelings and he wants to continue to date you. but he wants to let you know that I don't know about that just yet.
You know what? I used to always tell young women in my family, when you're trying to date someone, listen with your eyes and hear with your feelings. Your eyes will show you things that what he's saying doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that again because I got a little tingle when I said that. Listen with your eyes and hear with your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because women have a strong intuition, family.
We do.
You know when something's not right. But sometimes you like to look at what's telling you, like, oh, he's so fine, girl, I don't care. Ooh. Well, if you listen with your eyes, his mannerisms, his eye contact, how he's engaging you. If you're looking at his eyes deep and you're talking and he's all around the room looking at all the other chicks, he's not the one for you. You know what I mean?
Nope, he's not. Which takes me to the next one on my list, which is watch his accent. Which you just pretty much summed up. So another big one I'm going to say is don't try to change him.
Mm.
A lot of women go into relationships knowing that it's not the right relationship, knowing this isn't the right man, but thinking, I'm going to love him so well, he'll change his mind.
See, the thing with that, I'm going to cut you off there. The thing
okay.
with that is great. It's not about you changing your man. We got to change the way we even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about letting your man know what you like, and he will change if he likes you.
Exactly.
But if you go around and change, I like you, tuck your shirt in, I like you. But if you say, you know what, when a man tucks his shirt in, he just looks so crispy clean, and it just makes me, he'll be tucking his T-shirt and his drawers around you. So change your perspective on how you relay or convey what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game. It's a game in the beginning.
It is a game.
It's like a Monopoly game with no pieces or no boundaries. You build your game as you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's best to establish boundaries and the game rules early versus play the game and then try to incorporate the rules later.
Right.
And in a lot of relationships, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, let me have sex with him. Well, it feels great. I love him. And he hasn't even told you he loves you yet.
Mm-hmm.
If a man can't tell you, look you in your eyes, and let you know he loves you without saying, I love you, there's other ways to say you love someone. You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. Mm-hmm. If you think, does he love me? He doesn't. He doesn't. But if you like, you in the bathroom, you in the bathroom, like, ooh, that boy loves me.
We're in the bathroom.
Because that's the most sacred place where you're alone and it's just you doing your do. And you thinking, ooh, he loves me. He does. Don't fight for your man to love you. You should be fighting him off for you.
Mm-hmm.
If a man wants you, he's going to let you know. He's going to let the world know. I don't know about no other dude, but back when me and Divine first hooked up, we used to hold hands walking down the street after leaving the club. It's a crowd of 100 people. I've got her handcuffed like, she's mine. And people would be like, they handcuffed. They in love.
They so in love.
They so in love. You know, I never heard a woman say, oh, until they seen us handcuffed like that. But, you know, that was just my way of letting my woman know. I'm here. I'm yours. You know what I mean? That's the only way I knew at 18 is to hold her hand. You know what I mean? I hadn't even been out to a nice restaurant yet. Divine took me to my first restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be all chivalrous, and I was using my best ghetto etiquette. I just didn't know anything back then. I'm trying to squeeze lemon juice in my drink, and the lemon literally spews across the room and hits someone. Oh, that's a whole nother show.
That'll be our embarrassing date show.
Yeah.
Alright, so another key thing to do, fam, you want to take responsibility for your part in the role. In the relationship, your role in the relationship. So if you're the type of person where you're enabling someone, you need to recognize you're an enabler. You know, if you're the type of person that is passive, you know he is going to stay out and he's not going to call you or, you know.
I'm going to the moon and I'll be back in 3 days,
yeah,
baby.
You may go out, you may not. You just got to sit by the phone and wait. You know, think about your role and what you're allowing to happen in the relationship. You know, if you can't put all the blame on the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to accept something, too, because we're willing, we're allowing it to happen.
A man will do what only, a man will only do what you allow him to do.
Exactly. Women don't realize that we really, truly do hold the power.
Although I can't come home and be like, baby, I'll be back in 3 weeks, pay the bills, peace.
No.
I know I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
No, and I wouldn't do that to you.
No, you wouldn't.
And the very last thing and the most important thing is just be you.
Just be you, man.
Yourself. Don't try to be something that you're not. You know, if a man really wants you, if he really loves you, he will love you for you.
The thing that women don't realize is when you come to a man and you're not in your natural state, nothing against hair weaves, nothing against makeup, nothing against eyelashes, nothing against booty implants. But when you come into someone and you're not your true self, how are you going to get a true reaction out of someone? He's in love with whoever you're showing him. So until you show your man, when you ask your man, do you want to be with me forever, come to him in your natural state. Not just waking up without brushing your teeth state, but, you know what I mean? I'm just being real. I like a natural woman.
Well, you know, some people like natural, some people don't.
You're right. Some men like a little lipstick.
They like lipstick.
They do.
Like the fake booty.
They do.
They like the weed.
So if you do that, find someone that like that.
There you
go.
But, you know, you accept yourself for, you know that.
You got to keep that weave in that booty on.
I can't believe I'm going to say booty.
You got to keep that booty on. Where's your booty at, baby? Girl, you got to put that booty on. I'm going to get you, sucker. If you haven't seen I'm going to get you, sucker, you know what I'm talking about.
There was a scene where
she took her hair off, she took her leg off, she took her booty off, she took her breasts off, she took her eyelashes off.
She ended up only having one leg.
One leg. Yeah, it was just, whoo.
It was crazy. Be yourself, ladies. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
We got off track with that one, but that's okay.
It's all good.
So,
I just want to talk about the signs he wants to be in a relationship. We never talked about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about some signs that he wants to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? He takes time to out surprise you. He's interested in knowing what your interests are.
Mm-hmm.
He's proud of being associated with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming you at work.
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming you outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
He's, go ahead.
I remember when we were first dating,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't an official couple yet, but we had went on some dates.
I was smooth. Go ahead, girl. Tell it.
Anyway. And we would be out, and people would come up to us and be like, oh, you're such a cute couple. And they would ask Chris, is that your girlfriend? And Chris would say,
not yet. But that was my way of saying, you're going to be my girl.
Uh-huh.
But, you know. And then about a week of saying that, she just cornered me one day.
I got tired of that.
She got tired of that not yet wasn't cute no more. And she was like, what's up? I mean, you never asked me to be your girl. I was like, I thought you knew. She said, I don't know nothing. And I just let her know, I want you to be my girl. And she's like, all right, then.
The
dragon. I was like, dang, see. Whoa, see. Whoa, I got a little seeds there. I didn't know you had that dragon fire like that back then. I know now. Don't mind me, man. Well, you know, my thing is, when you know someone likes you, your argument improves. Like, when you arguing with someone, they're like, I don't give a damn. Shut up. Come on.
Yeah.
No, but then
those beginning arguments. Whoa,
yeah, those beginning was passion.
Yeah.
But over time, it'd be like, you know what?
I don't even feel like arguing.
You don't even, yeah. I'd be like, girl, how you want your cookie? Soft or hard? You want this biscuit, baby? God. It just over time the relationship gets better, fam.
It does, it does.
If he introduces you to his family.
That's a big one.
You
that's
know he likes
one.
You. Because mm-hmm. you was, man, my family, you were the first, they were like, Chris brought a girl over? Yes. 22 years later, the same woman still coming through.
Because
I knew back then, I always used to tell you, like, do you see us being together forever? She's like, nope. But I did. I knew it was just a dragon lie. But, you know, dragon.
Anyway, we're
going to
start talking about these dragons.
I share the dragon today.
I know. I refuse to watch it.
You better watch that.
I'm going to watch it. Anyway.
Stop dating other women. They just keep popping to me.
That's a big one
right
there.
Stop dating other women. If your man's always talking about, yeah, you know, I'm with this other chick, but, you know, you my boo, though. You know, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
If he's just, he's bothering you, like always calling you, checking in on you, you know he likes you.
One of the big ones that I like is that he'll start planning for the future.
Mm.
He'll say things like we or our plans or what do you think we should do? Or, you know, hey, you know, have you ever been to Gatlinburg? You know, maybe we should go one day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like he used to ask me, like, how do you see a future with me?
Yeah.
You know, even though I said no.
Yeah,
you
I know.
But the thought that you were thinking about a future with me.
Yeah, that felt good.
It felt amazing. And another thing is, that I like that that you also did is men will be protective of your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They know, well, I don't want to do that because that she doesn't like that or that'll make her upset.
Right.
You know, they put thought into how you feel and they think about your feelings. And not only that, they want to know about your feelings.
Yeah.
They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what you think about them.
I used to ask you, what you eat today?
Yeah.
What you eat today?
You used to bring me lunch.
I used to bring you lunch. You should be like, you know what, I'm going to have a busy day tomorrow. I'm like, what you want to eat for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like turkey sandwiches with mayo and lettuce and cheese. I got you. And I went home, made her a turkey sandwich.
I remember.
Went downtown, got off the, you know what I'm saying, walked a couple miles. I was like, man,
bring lunch.
I'll bring you lunch. I put in work, family.
You did. That's why we're still together.
That's why we're still
here. I put in work, too.
You did.
And, you know, another one we kind of talked about earlier, but, you know, the actions will speak louder than words.
Mm.
Anyone can say, I love you.
Right.
Anyone can say, you know, I want to be with you or anything like that. But, you know, like you said, the actions, they speak louder than words. The things that you do, you go out of your way to make sure that someone's happy and comfortable.
Right.
Whatever. You know, that's love. That's taking a relationship to the next level.
Yeah, and speaking of taking a relationship to the next level, I'm glad you touched on that. Because once you get a man, that ain't it.
No.
You got to put in even more work.
Oh, yeah.
My thing that I like to do is write my relationship goals down. I write my relationship goals down. Divine, she writes her relationship goals down. It's totally separate. I let her read mine, and then I read hers. And then we get together and we build a relationship goal together. Mm-hmm. That way we incorporate some aspects of what we want and what they want and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're not going to get it all, but she knows what I want and I know what she wants. Now it's time to build.
Mm-hmm.
Some relationships are just a one-way street. I want, I want, I want. It should be, what should we have?
Mm-hmm.
If you,
because if you ask someone, like if I were to ask you, what do you want as a relationship? And you say, you know, one day I want to, you know, be married and have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may not be my idea, but because you already put out there what yours was, I'll go, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you do it separately, you put your work down, you put down what you want, then you bring it to the table and you swap out. There is no piggyback.
Well, it's a great way to be honest
because
you're being honest with yourself.
Exactly.
And you're defining exactly what you do and don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the biggest thing with relationships, getting out there on the table. We were good friends first, so we kind of had some deep insight on what each other, what we were and what we wanted out of a relationship just by talking.
Mm-hmm.
We were good friends, and that's the beauty of courting. You're getting to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is such a great thing, but when it comes to relationships, it's really minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
It's really minuscule. I mean, you're not going to be doing it all day, every day. You're going to spend most of the day talking.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to talk to even get to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So focus on that more, being someone's friend. And it's okay to share intimate talks and even laying in the same bed, just talking and going to sleep in each other's arms. That can be more intimate than the actual sexual act,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you connect to someone spiritually. You know, that transcends time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Divine connected 22 years ago. and what we talked about bound us to today.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the sex. Wasn't anything else but our spiritual and our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only jewel you get in the day is just to find a good friend. You got the best jewel in life.
Yeah. You know, maybe because we're a product of friends before lovers, before,
mm-hmm.
you know, family,
parents,
all that other stuff. But I'm just a big fan of you have to, you know, you have to know the person. You have to be in a friendship with a person. Like you said, anyone can hook up and, you know, that instant attraction. How many times have you been attracted to someone, you saw someone, and they were just stuck?
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk to them and they were an idiot.
All the time, man.
Or they just weren't on your level.
All the time.
Or, you know, they were materialistic or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just whatever. So mm-hmm. you have to get past that first thing of, you know, just instant attraction. I'm not saying attraction doesn't count because it does. You have to be attracted to the person you love, you know. But
the best attractions happen over time.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
When you find someone and you're not really physically or whatever attracted to them, and then after getting to know their true self.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people don't know the science behind reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're certified numerologists, so we know someone's gift number and personality number and their attitude number and their life path number. These are different aspects of it within them.
Exactly.
So when you meet someone, you're not really meeting them. They're giving you their personality number.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They're putting on who they want you to see.
Right.
You know, that mask.
That mask.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really get to know them, you get to know their soul urges.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know their attitude, their gifts. Mm-hmm. You find out who they really are, their life path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these other countries do. They match people up through their numbers.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Forget how good he look. What does numbers look like?
The thing about that, you know, I guess it may not always work if, you know, relationship-wise, but there is, I'm sorry, not in a sexual way, but
mm-hmm.
there is that relationship. There's that bond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was watching this one show on Viceland, and it talked about people who were in arranged
relationships. Uh-huh.
And in the beginning, they may not have, you know, really been attracted to each other or jailed or anything like that. But after a while, they came to love each other. They had a strong bond.
They were harmonious.
They were harmonious. And even if it didn't work out on that love level, it did because they still love that person.
Right.
They had love for that person, you know. So
right.
It works. The numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Man, this was a good show today.
This was a good show. I feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever I talk about love, I try to stay in a loving state. Like when the callers were calling in, I felt honored that they even thought of me as someone that can give them some advice.
I told you.
You know, that makes me feel good.
I don't want to hear a man's, you know.
Yeah, perspective on things.
Exactly.
Because we got cold.
Yeah.
I'm not telling on to my homies. That's how I roll. But on this show, I'm spilling the beans. Did Tyrone come over last night? No. He was over at Queen Queen House. I'm just saying.
These names, though.
I know you're a Queen Queen.
I know you do. A lot of people don't.
I got to talk about what I know. That's what Ali told me. I'm going to let you know, God.
Shout out to the spiritual family.
Man, shout out to the spiritual family, man. If you don't have a spiritual family, work on getting one. They're really easy to find. Once you start putting in work, meditating, or whatever you're doing to expand your consciousness and gain more light, your spiritual family will find you. Don't go out searching, are you my spiritual family? Or you want to be my spiritual family? It ain't going to work like that. They'll find you. And it's such a joy. You know what I mean, family? I just want to leave you guys with that.
We're definitely going to have to pick up on a part two on this, so stay tuned for that. We'll do a part two of more commitment issues.
We'll do one next month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we like to switch it up. So next week's show is going to be a banger, Sam.
What's it about, babe?
We're going to be talking about altars.
Ooh, I cannot wait. That's my thing right there.
Right now.
They will alter your reality.
Exactamundo.
Mm.
So, fam, please remember to tune in next Sunday,
mm-hmm.
7 o'clock Eastern. Eastern Time for Twin Flame Radio. Like I said, next week's show is going to be a banger. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlighten.
And we are wishing you nothing but love and light, family.
Peace.